now say the Pledge of Allegiance.
No.
Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I have the roll call, please? Present.
Here.
Morning.
Present.
Here.
Supervisor Bernis.
Present. All right. Public comment period. I do have the sheet. Evelyn Stelmashuk, which wishes to speak.
You all got my statements. Just one fresh announcement that November 10th, 22. I'm not going to be the dead horse. So, I mean, I told you what happened. Not like what I didn't write it. I would just like next time, and I hope it's not for me, that stuff is done in a more timely manner.
Okay.
Instead of 6 months. And I don't even think the dog was got any kind of summons. Did he just summons you for 1 minute?
We're not asking questions back and forth right now, Evelyn. Just a public comment, please.
To my knowledge, it didn't get a summons for running loose. It just got a summons to be licensed.
Right. We will look into it. Steve's got the form, and I will explain that a little bit later on the form and what we have to do. The board will address Steve at that time. Okay. Any other public comments out there? Fantastic. Going to move on to the supervisor's comments. Thanks, Evelyn. Since our last meeting, I traveled to Adams and attended a town highway budgeting seminar instructed by Laird Petrie. Highway employee Nate Metcalf, also attended the seminar. Many highway budgeting topics were covered. It's always a pleasure to gain some valuable knowledge from Laird. Our bookkeeper, Angie, has also continued to learn as well. She attended a full-day New York State Local Retirement System seminar held at the Jefferson Lewis Boces. She continues to become better at her position. I want to thank our clerk, Kelly Reeder, as well as Village Mayor Jackie Murphy for assisting me in sorting through some of the old items up on the balcony. We marked many items be thrown away for the annual cleanup day. Thanks go out to Highway Superintendent George Horning and Highway employee Nate Metcalf for carrying it downstairs and taking it away to the dump truck. These two were also involved in what was a successful town village cleanup day. I want to thank Village Mayor Jackie Murphy, trustees Jack Brown and Scott Allardyce for the help. And the town was represented by myself, Councilor Doug Houghton, Planning Board member John Dunham, and my confidential clerk, Jack Ruzinski. I know this type of collaboration between the town and the village will continue. I finally want to thank Kathy Allardyce for sprucing up the village town hall with the beautiful planters out front. That ends my supervisor comments. Any counselor comments they wish to speak at this time? Nobody?
No.
Okay. We will move on the agenda to approve our minutes. Everybody should have received May 18th minutes. Any questions regarding them?
None.
Fantastic. Can I have a motion to approve those, please?
Move.
Second.
Robin and Doug, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained. Fantastic. We will now move on to our departmental reports. Assessor Denise Trudell is here, gave you a written report, but she's going to stand up and speak as well. Correct, Denise?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, oh, if I have to.
Yeah. Okay, grievance day was pretty quiet. We only had one person come in to grieve. We had another person that came in that I signed a stipulation with during grievance. The photo project that we started last year is complete, with the exception of just receiving the flash drive. I spoke with him this morning. He's going to have that ready for me next week. I can start getting all the photos on the system. I've been in a conversation with Corey, who is the Sligo County Real Property Director, and she was helping me try to figure out what would happen if the town of Parrish decided to go forward with a revaluation. We've talked about it now for a couple of years. We're still, in the talks. Right now, The town of Parrish has an EAP rate of 74. We are the largest town in the school district. We make up 27.45% of the school tax levy with a rate of 1350. That was our tax rate last year. Williamstown equalization rate is 72. They make up 16.85% of the school rate of the school levy with a 13.877 tax rate. Orwell is 13.85% of the school with 73 equalization rate with a 13.687 tax rate. Amboy is the same. They have 17.5% of the levy. Albion is the next behind us. They make up 21.58% of the school levy. Their EAP rate right now is 86. And their tax rate is 11.618.
Why the difference?
Okay, so equalization rate is, wait a minute. What do you mean by why the difference?
Well, yeah, how come there's so?
Why is their tax rate lower?
Yeah.
Because their equalization rate is higher.
And why is that higher?
Because they did a reval a couple of years ago.
Yep.
And then it's gone down from 100 to 86 in 2 years. So when you think about that, it's been 10 years since Parrish did a reval. So 2 years ago, the town of Albion's values came up to full market value, which means they're being taxed on the value of their property that it was 2 years ago. Okay. So and their tax rate is 11.61. Our tax rate is 13.5. So if you look at a $100,000 house in the town of Parrish, it's assessed at 74% of 100,000. So let's say it's 74,000. They're paying 13.5 on a 74,000 assessment. Town of Albion, a $100,000 house is actually being taxed at 86,000. They're paying 11.61 per thousand, but they're paying more thousands because their value is higher.
Yep.
Is that understood?
I know it's
hard to wrap your head around that, but I've done it for 33 years, so it's easier for me. Right now, Parrish, Williamstown, Orwell, and Amboy are almost the same. Albion is a little bit higher, but they just did a reval 2 years ago. My concern in doing a reval, but if it's what the board chooses to do, that's what we'll do, is picking up a bigger percent of the school budget. Because it goes by how big your town is in value. So in that chart that I gave you, the town of Albion right now has a school taxable value of $115,852,302. Parrish has a value of $126,809,137. So if our value goes up at a higher percent than the town of Albion's equalization rate goes down, the town of Parrish will pick up a bigger percent of the school taxes.
So what you're trying to say then is we should wait a little bit and wait for the other towns, because we would be the top dog, and right, wait for the towns around us to also assess at the same time.
What would be nice is if we could have a joint reval with
all the towns,
especially Albion, Amboy, Williamstown, and Parrish.
Yep.
You know, those are the biggest ones. If we could get all of them to do a reval at the same time, which we did back in 89. I know it sounds like a long time ago, but
it's a long time ago.
you know, that would be the best scenario.
Because they'd all go up, but the difference is about the state of the between the towns. But they
right,
would be all up, but they go be.
Right, but your percent of change is going to be the same. So right. You're the, what you're going to pay out of the school budget is going to be approximately the same.
Right, yeah.
And last time we got estimates from the one company, it was $100,000 to over $100,000, I believe.
Well, it would have been over 100, but I did the picture, so that would come down about 10,000. So
still, like it's some.
So, yeah.
And we'd have to budget for that. Well, we should be budgeting for that, you know. And until we get in touch with the other towns, quite honestly, we should wait. My assumption, 2 years.
I would hope that we could do it within 2 years. I might be retired by then.
Plus, the housing market might change.
We ought to start putting money away for that project.
I need to start putting money away for that project. Because even if you do it in-house, it's not cheap.
Right.
So it's something that you need to consider and think about. And if you, do you have a supervisor's committee meeting? Do you have like adult supervisors?
We meet maybe twice a year between all the supervisors. Not as much as every, because the last one I went to, there's probably six of us there from all the county. So, but I'm sure, you know, I can reach out, or you could reach out to those other towns and see and ask to speak with their assessors and see if they want to plan that out as well.
Well, I know all the assessors, but I think it would be more advantageous if you spoke with the town supervisors.
And which towns were those again?
On this list.
Williamstown.
Yep.
Amboy.
Yep.
Albion.
Well, Albion, they probably wouldn't even do one. Would they do one again?
Yeah, because they're not going to want to be dropping if we're going up. Right. Because that means they're going to pick up a bigger percent.
Okay. Yeah. I just wasn't sure if Albion you wanted to speak with or not.
No, they all agreed.
They just spent money 2 years ago. I can't even.
You got an outside retail company. Maybe all four towns could share the, you know.
Yeah. And the price goes down if you have more towns involved.
Right.
Okay.
Interesting.
Is there anything that we can do meanwhile to help things? No.
I don't think so. Our equalization rate didn't drop as low as some in the county, but most of the equalization rates, I do have that list if you want that.
That's all because of the state numbers?
It's because of the sales. I mean, if you look at the houses that have sold, even in our town, I think that we got a gift at 74%. I don't think we're at 74. I think we're at more like 68. But I wasn't going to say that to the state.
Yeah, hope not.
Yeah. No, I just wanted yours.
I mean, so like the town of Mexico is at 70. Constantia is at 65. Oswego is at 69. Redfield's at 72. Richland's at 62. Sandy Creek's at 65.
So pretty much everybody's behind.
Yeah. The only town that's at 100 this year is the town of West Monroe. They did a reval for this year's. Here's the equalization rate if you want to look at them. So my suggestion would be let's start putting money aside for that and talk with the other supervisors and talk about, because I think the market is still hot. Prices are still high, but I think it's starting to level off a little bit. I don't think you're going to see it go down, but if it levels off, then if we all did a reval at the same time, it would stick for a while. You know, we'd be able to maintain that 100. Once you get to 100, it's easy to stay there. I was the assessor in the town of Albion for 19 years, and we always were at 100%.
Now, we talked about being one at 100, one at 60 or 70. So if we're the only town that stays at 100, that hurts us, doesn't it?
It all depends. If we all go to 100,
right,
and we stay at 100, it's not going to hurt us. Okay. Because we're going to increase the assessments to reflect that 100, their equalization rate's going to drop to reflect the sale.
Okay, yeah.
I know. It's like talking Greek, but.
So house sales in this area are higher than what you would normally expect.
Oh, yeah.
A guy at just bought a house on Route 11 over here by Ostrander's, and he didn't put a bid onto it. Then he got outbid. They went $20,000 over asking price.
My daughter bid on that too.
Did she? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're still.
Well, what they're doing now, they're putting people getting a price and then they're putting it up out the bid.
Yeah. That's what everybody does now. Yeah. You list it for what you think you're going to get for it. And then people come and look at it and everybody bids.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
because
it's time to sell.
Where are you going?
Yeah. You got to go buy another one.
You got to buy another, yeah.
Oh, I know. I have 5 towns. And, you know, I don't know if any of you know where this little town of Montague is, but yeah, it's up in the Tug Hill.
Yeah.
Well, an acre of land up there is going for $15,000.
I don't remember.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's nuts. So, I mean, a reval right now, too, at the high prices like that, would put you up, yeah, you put you back to 100%, but 100% of what? Today's values?
Right, and that's, you know, that's what, I mean? What happened with Albion, because they were at 100% 2 years ago, but the market's still climbing. So right. Now they're already down to 86.
Well, if the market levels off, then we should rebuild.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Once the market levels off.
What would happen if we rebuild, like say you rebuild now, because the market and the prices are high, and then say 3 years from now, the market drops and goes way down. You're stuck up here, correct?
No, you have to lower. It's illegal to assess for more than market value. You would have to reduce.
You would have to reduce.
Yep.
Does that mean
that? But that would still keep you at 100%.
Mm-hmm. By a percentage, or do you have to reval?
No, you can do a trend.
Okay.
What you would do is, this is a little complicated, but you would look at each neighborhood in the town, because they don't all change their value the same. Some neighborhoods decrease quickly because it's usually your older stuff. Your newer stuff doesn't depreciate that fast. It'll hold its value some. And so you look to see what's going on in each neighborhood and trend those accordingly. So you might get one neighborhood that you have to trend down 5%, maybe another one you have to trend down 3%. You know, I've been always looking the other way, raising it up, but. Questions?
I guess the only thing that we really ought to do is start putting money away. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it will level off.
Eventually, note
for our budget.
I would guess within a couple of years.
Hopeful.
Yeah.
Yep. If not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put the for sale sign up in a hurry. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions?
No. Thank you
very much.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Denise, for gracing us with your presence. Okay, we're going to move on the agenda to the CEO's EO report. I don't see Will out in the audience, so I will read his report. Throughout the month of May, I've been busy with building permits, inspections, complaints, and office meetings with contractors and residents. I also have been busy with property violations. I've been in contact with several property owners regarding maintenance issues and also with the health department regarding some of these property issues. I've sent out 3 property FOIL requests. I've met with the real property department in Oswego regarding a property survey issue, letter provided. Everybody should have it in their mailbox. I traveled also there to do 2 manufactured home inspections before they're brought into the town. And it was a very busy month for the codes department. And building permits year to date was 32, 9 violations. Violations corrected year to date was 20. Violations year to date was 31, fires 1, total permit fee $1,358. Can't answer any questions on that report. If you do have any questions, please contact Will. And I'm sure he will get back to you and answer your questions.
Was there a letter in here attached?
There should be. Should be the second page.
I did not see a letter. Did anybody else?
No.
Should be Oswego County Department of Real Property Tax Services.
It's 1 page.
Oh, you didn't get the full.
No.
Okay, not the full. Anybody would like to see the letter?
I'm curious. I'm a nosy Parker. Nosy Novak.
It'll take a little while to read.
You don't have to wait for me.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, the next report is going to be the dog control officer report. Steve.
I would like to, after hearing the comments from the audience, I would like to request a meeting with the board privately, executive session.
We can either do it now or later. I'd like to normally just let the people come in and, I mean, you'll have to wait into executive session. Because there's, you know, normally there's people here that are waiting and
we'll bring it out.
We try to bring it at the end for that reason.
Not a big issue. I just, you file an official complaint with the judge. Judge, the paper you give me, and I put it in the judge's box already. I put that waited a minute or two, but there's a date on there that I believe is not right. We discussed this at other board meetings with you when I went to the door about the moose dog. We got COVID, don't come in. 10 days later, 12, 14 days later, all my sons got COVID. So it all ended up into a couple of months of issues. I don't ever remember bringing the dog owner to her house and calling the dog off. That's something that I normally would do.
All right. And it, in this complaint form, just so the board is aware, I made this up earlier in the month after I read the law, and it said to, you know, put your name, address, give it to the dog control officer, who then looks it over and gives it to the judge. Okay, so this form is new and it covers all of the laws. And it's quite lengthy. I sent it over to Bob. Bob approved it, but it pretty much clears a lot of things up. So now we have a true complaint form. And with that in mind, when I read Evelyn's, it goes in a little more detail. It's more of a, sometimes it looked like almost a complaint on Steve, and that's what not this form is for. It's more for a dog that the judge is going to look at and say, hey, this dog was on my property. It was unleashed. It destroyed my property. And Steve gets it, looks at it, because if the dog isn't there, Steve can't do anything. Whereas in our town law, it states you can do a complaint form, which then goes to the justice. I took a lot of time and did this up. So now we have one that covers just about everything. And our laws are stated right on the back from this dog, you know, dog control law that we have. So with that in mind, everything's done and Steve has taken it. Now he's giving it to the judge. So everybody got these in their mailbox from Evelyn, I believe. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I mean, she did have a complaint about the dog at the time we, Steve went over, did not see the dog to my recollection.
Well, I want to express myself with Bob, the attorney, very good job of getting that together. That's what we need to handle something like that. In my other jobs at other towns, I've handled it. If you want to file a complaint, you got to go to court. I don't, you know, and Bob, they say, and this has happened here with some of those days. Just go talk to them. So, okay, you know, so we do this officially. I don't see the dog. I can't write a ticket. And then again, with the coronavirus, got tied up in it, all that. Yeah, it's partly my fault. I'll take the blame for it. But I'm not going to put my life on the line for a dog. So simple as that. And if the board has a problem with it, let me know now. And I will step down and you can get another dog. But I'm not going through this as a, that's an official complaint. And I've been singled out on there, and even the judge is singled out. Did you read where it says the judge,
read it.
Impartiality?
And like I said, that's not what this form is for. This is for when you see a dog, you believe it's this dog because Steve's not there, then the judge can handle it directly. And if you guys read the form, it's pretty, I mean, it's extensive with, you know, what's on there.
I'd like the board to know about a call I had 3 days ago, and I didn't write it up or anything because I didn't, you know, it's not right. But Marvito was up here at the gas station, the two houses next to it, one house has got goats out back of the pen or something. You know about that, whatever, anybody know about that? Lady next door calls and says there's a dog trying to get in the goat pen, but nobody's home. I said, ma'am, I can't go there. There's nobody home. I can't trespass. And I said, we can call the sheriff. If you're going to file a complaint, I got a complaint form. No. And he's got the F word used on me. It's about the fourth time she called me. Well, the dog's in the pen now with the goats. I said, who the dog belong to? Maybe I'll go see the dog owner. Well, I think it's their dog. Well, what am I going to do? I mean, honestly, your dog, your goat, what can I do? Yeah. So it washed away, you know, it went away, but, you know, it was like four or five phone calls. And I did drive over, pulled in the yard. There's a brown dog tied in the back chain link fence, but I couldn't see where the goats were up in. I'm not getting out, going around somebody's barn and up looking for goats and trespass. Well, I think it's their dog. And she don't even know the names of the people who live there.
This is a complaint and the law's on the back.
Yep.
Number 7.
Yep.
That pretty much falls to Adam, correct?
The dog was on a leash.
She was on a leash.
Yes. Evelyn's okay. Dog, I believe, was on the leash.
Okay.
And therefore, you know, and that's why 7 never, and when you see the front on this form, you know, Evelyn didn't check off that. She just checked off a dog at large and dog damage. Now, I don't know what dog, I don't know if she read the law. She was sent the law, I believe, too. It's when the dog creates any type of damage. And you can read 7 here. Or not 7, but the 3 is uproot, dig, or otherwise damage any vegetables, lawns. That's the damage that the dog causes.
Right.
So if a dog's digging in your yard, according to our town law, it's able to be taken care of, even though the dog's not there. If somebody wants to go to court and try to fight it, and that's what this is for, is when Steve cannot, you know, you call the dog catcher and Steve shows up 10 minutes later, that dog could be down half a mile. And that's what this form is for, is when Steve cannot visually find the dog, see the dog committing the crime, and these people can complain, and that's what that form is for, so that they can give that to Steve and Steve can give it to the justice.
I got a question for Bob. Is this just for dogs, or is this an animal?
Dogs only. Yes. Steve Kronk is a dog control officer.
I'm just curious. Right.
He's not a duck chaser.
Going back to when you said dog was on a leash, at times it wasn't, times it wasn't. So don't let that all set in the, you know, but it's still.
Right. And like I said, I mean, that's our lot. I mean, from what I understand, it was on a leash in heat and she didn't break the, you know, that's up to the judge to figure out. That's why we have this form. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty easy now for the judge to say, here it is.
I've been through it many, many times through the 18 years in one town and 22 in another town.
More adults?
This one isn't. I will say this. This one isn't. But most of me, a neighborhood feud or a family feud or, a, you know,
right.
The dog didn't do a thing with this lady. Everybody's getting blamed for everything. So that's why I don't write a ticket on site.
Because he's adults. Right.
And Steve also has been given the law.
Says you.
You know, our dog control law is lengthy. And I'm sure he has to deal with it in different towns for different things. So at least now Steve is aware of our law in Parrish, right, and can apply our law to what he has to do for his job. I don't think you've ever had the law, have you?
No.
So
not.
Kelly looked it up.
She's been giving, you know, a paragraph or something, but I don't remember getting a full copy like this, and I'll have to study it and see what it's all about.
Right.
Good. And, you know, the bottom line is, well, the whole thing is, if you guys are on the board, supervisors, lawyers, their whole business, you can't please everybody all the time. There's always going to be something somebody's going to have a gripe about. But to keep it manufactured, mostly to common sense.
Right. And I understand her frustration because this dog, you know, got her dog pregnant. She had to deal with the puppies. That's why she's frustrated. But
you say to me, don't tell them I called you.
Right.
Well, I'm not doing anything. You don't want them to know what you called me. Don't call me.
Right. And that's why this complaint form stops some of that.
Then what is that? Just,
here it is.
Yeah, well, now you file a complaint form. They know who called me.
Right. Why not? You take it to court. Any questions with that new form? Or,
thank you, Steve.
You know,
well,
like I said.
You guys had some questions last month. I couldn't be here. And, right. You know, it kind of mixes up with the other committees that I got. But I'll try to make everyone I can once in a while. I'm going to miss one. But. Please, anything you got, let me know. You know, I'd answered her in the audience tonight if you'd let me.
Right. Yeah. If we go back and forth, now it becomes an argument, yeah. And it's not public. Yeah. You know, our public comment period is for that.
Perfect bitch. Don't put it mildly. She, you know, her dog got pregnant. The dog came down here. But on the last case that she's on title of, that dog was in their yard on the side of the road at their yard where he lived now. Yeah. So I could not write that ticket.
Not just on word of mouth, no.
No. So here's the form. It's great, Dale.
Right.
Bobby, thank you very much because that saved me a lot of agony with that form. I appreciate it. I really like that. But this is the way it's got to be. Now it's got to be done with forms. And again,
hey,
if the judge doesn't do anything, that's not my fault. I don't want to be blamed for it.
Right. No, that's up to the judge. And that's why, like I said, you can show the judge our law. And that's what he's going to abide by.
Well, he should have a copy of this give to him.
Yes, if he comes to me, I will certainly give him.
I haven't looked through this yet, but you must have articles, numbers, and names of what the law that's in violation. That's what'll be on the report.
Right.
You know, and he can't read it. I can't do his job either.
So. Right. Any other questions?
Anything?
No. Thank you, Steve. Right.
Thank you, Steve. Good job.
Take care.
You too.
Y'all happy now?
Yep.
Well, for the next 5 minutes,
you're buying me coffee tomorrow.
Okay. Find me.
All right, we will move on to the fire company report.
I'll take phone calls 7 days a week, Joe.
Chief.
Wait for the release.
I know.
Chief started fire at 22 PMS, 5 motor vehicles, 1 bunk alarm. Total calls for loss of 31, company hours 29:26. Man hours 216.53, mileage 200. Mutually required 0 standby 6 times to the scene. Mutually given 1 standby 7 times to the scene. Total mutually is 8. Company hours 3 hours and 40 minutes. Man hours 18.42, mileage 31. 7 times to Hastings, 1 time to last guy. Total calls for the month is 39. Company hours 33.06. Man hours 235 hours 35 minutes, mileage 231 miles. Training hours is 8. Man hours 128, mileage 1. At the end of May, we were 73 calls that last year.
Any questions for the chief? Okay, we're going to move on to the highway, George.
Got a whole lot other than we've been doing the shared services with several other towns, Orwell, Amboy. I've got to can't tell you them all. In turn, they're going to help us. We're going to do several, not this coming week, but the following week, weather permitting. We get shoved back. I got a phone call today. Jim knows about it. Did he got the same phone call? And I believe Kelly got the same phone call. All upset because we hadn't done it yet, but it was scheduled and they've moved us around. They don't, if I'm scheduled, say, for the 15th, this guy gets rained out. They don't jump him. You know, see what I'm saying? They can't jump him in front of me. Everybody has to slide along backwards, forward, however that works. So that's what happened there. And that's where we're at with it. That's really about it. We've been out doing some cold patch and mowing and just the everyday stuff.
Okay. Any questions for George? He looks like he's got his own.
Hot water tank, though. Everybody needs to just inform us when I left today, the hot water tank was taking me. Shut it off. And I tried calling Brock, have him look at it. And to no avail, I will take care of it tomorrow.
Fantastic. Anybody else? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Everyone have a wonderful evening.
The tax collector is done with his stuff, so we will not be hearing from him.
Take care.
Paul with the Tug Hill Circuit Rider report, please.
Yay.
Meeting off with the Tug Hill Sages as part of the State Tug Hill Commission's 50th anniversary celebration. We're seeking nominations for a new round of Tug Hill Sages. It's not something we do every year. We do it periodically from time to time. And we, Tug Hill Commission, received a suggestion from some of its communities that they were interested in doing some nominations this time around, and it is our 50th, so it seemed like a good time to be doing this. So you have the nomination form, and on the opposite side of the nomination form are the nomination guidelines. And then the question came up, well, what is a Tug Hill Sage? What do you need to do to be one? So that's why I gave you the sheet of our existing one. It gives you a feeling for the type of people we've had nominated and accepted in the past as Tug Hill Sages. So good group of people. So if you have any questions, let me know, or email Taylor at our office in Watertown. She's shepherding the project from up there, and the nominations need to be in by August 15th. And of course, the dinner itself is Thursday, October 19th, which you recognize as the same night as your town board meeting that night, unless you opt to change it to be able to attend our 50th anniversary up at Tailwater. So just a little advanced warning on that. I know sometimes you've changed town board meeting nights for various reasons, and that might be a...
Is that an invitation?
Well, they'll be sending out invitations later on. Of course, you have to pay for it. It's not something we're putting on for as a free dinner. But we will be sending out invitations as we get closer to October 19th. So that's Tug Hill Sages. The Tug Hill Commission is in the process of tallying the responses to the every 5-year survey of our municipal local leaders, which include people like the supervisor and the town clerk and the highway superintendent and planning board chairman and so on. They're tallying those up now, and when the results are available, we'll be sharing them with you. I wanted to thank everybody who responded to that. Nothing new to report about the status of state wildlife, not wildlife, management area payment legislations. I guess that's one of those cases where spelling check didn't pick it up because wildlife is apparently a word.
Apparently.
So I didn't flag it as a misspelled word, but it's not the right word. It should be wildlife there. Nothing new on the legislation concerning that. Nothing new on salmon restoration on the Little Salmon River. We continue to track that as an issue. The assessor asked for assistance with her email account, and at the time I wrote this, I scheduled the appointment. The appointment was this evening, just before I came here, because she called me this afternoon, and I said, I'm going to be up to finish tonight. If you're going to be here through the meeting time, I'll just plan on coming up 15 minutes early, and we'll get together, and we resolve the same email problem that Jim had a little bit earlier, when, and Kelly as well, when our email provider changed the security standards, which meant that the email program had to make those same changes to be able to get email. So, and I think that's all I have to mention. Jim already mentioned the Tug Hill workshop that we did on highways and highway budgets, which I thought was very informative and went very well. And I think the plan was to record that and make it available on the Tug Hill website for anybody who was interested but couldn't make it that night. So if it's not up there yet, I would expect it was going to be up there soon. That's all I have for now.
Great. Any questions for Paul?
No.
Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thank Thanks, Paul.
Thank you,
Paul.
Thank you.
All right. We will move on to old business. The alarm system at the highway garage, that is the fire alarm system. It has been installed.
$6,300.
However, we're going to hold the check because they put the panel box at the back of the firehouse and it's not where it should have been. It should have been somewhere else. And so they're going to move it. They're just going to have to splice it and move it to where it's more convenient. So we're going to hold off on the payment of that until that is resolved. Evidently, some of the guys were there and then they left, you know, at 2 o'clock, and they still continued their installation or whatever. And I think George had to go down afterwards and he didn't know where it was supposed to be. And that's, you know, one of those things, I guess, that happened. So they are willing to change it right over for no more cost or nothing. So we'll just hold the check until the project gets complete. Mm-hmm. Any questions on that?
Nope.
Fantastic. Merrill Park, the new light progress. Just so everybody is aware, the lights are installed. So we have all the way down the road to the bathhouse installed. All the lights are on the new poles. They're all LED. They're also installed in the bathrooms, like we discussed. And I personally went over and visited with the neighbors across the street because I was kind of concerned about brightness and whether they were going to complain. They were happy with it. So everything is good. And that project is complete.
Yes.
Awesome.
I'm really glad to hear that they're not bothered by the brightness.
Right, right. And that's why I was a little, because I thought they were actually movable, but they're not. They're like a 90. So it just shines down with the LED and spreads right out a pattern. So, and they were actually kind of happy that, you know, something's there. So
Well, and I would imagine it's less of an opportunity for people to go and vandalize and that close to their own home.
Right. And, right? And quite honestly, and Doug will maybe help me with this one a little bit more. Knock on wood. Most of the time it's spray painting from kids. We did have some louvers that were crushed out and, you know, they got in there and did some crazy stuff. But most of the time it's spray painting. And that's, you know, that's life. You know, if it's out back and nobody can see it, you know, it sits there and there's one big spray painting still there because we haven't gone and repainted it because now another group will come in and put their logo on it.
I was impressed with it.
Right. Yeah. So it's on the back of the bathhouse, which you can't see until you walk around it.
It's art.
And it's art. And like I said, now another rival group of people may not come put their own on there because that's, you know, so you paint it up. I've seen this happen, like at the dairies. We'll paint one over one side. They'll come back a week later and some other group will hit it. And then you paint it over another group. But you leave it there. Nobody touches it.
How about this? How about putting up a billboard painted white and saying,
have at it?
Graffiti board. There you go.
Yeah. That well, backside like that has been painted.
Every once in a while, we're out and just paint over it.
Several
times. Right. Paint it again.
So,
right. And nobody really sees it. It's not in the public's eye. And knock on wood, it's been over there a year, I believe.
Yeah.
And nobody's touched it again since. So,
cool.
Maybe that works. I don't know. But that's where the lighting progress is. And now we're, any other questions on the lights at all? Okay, we'll move on to the playground equipment. Gary did some work after our last meeting. That's why it's still on old business. And everybody, he should have gave everybody what he is looking at.
Yeah, the copy of the, from the company.
We actually have photos of what it is we're looking at.
Yeah, Jim's got them right there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of what it comes down to is how much you want to spend on it.
Correct.
You know, you can look at all the pictures.
You can go on this website and you can spend $100,000.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can go anywhere. Yeah, as high as you want to go.
I've hit a lot of different websites. You spend it all.
What's that?
We can't know because we spent everything.
Oh, we still got a little bit more money somewhere. But we're not even close to that.
No.
50,000, right, Gary? Did you want to speak on this? So
I'm sorry. Well, I got looking into it, talking to the lady there, and I asked, I says, for by the time you bought the $15,000 for the equipment, then you paid to have it shipped up here. And then if you wanted to have a company install it, you put it out for business, monkey around and everything. What about the company you use, which is a well company that they use all over the Northeast? I said, just give me a price and it in the playground, set up, kids playing on it, done, finished, the whole nine yards. And that's what you got here in front of you, which it comes roughly out to the $26,500. Okay. It's,
where are you located?
Alabama.
Sweet Home.
The company, but they ship directly from the factory. So that doesn't mean that's coming from there. They ship directly from the factory, 100-year warranty this on this stuff.
Setup, yeah, right? It's different angles. I should have just asked because I'm going, oh, wait, it's the same one.
Hey,
it's
like the same.
Now, this is a 5 to 12-year-old setup, okay? They have smaller ones you could add on there from like 2 to 12 years old or 2 to 5 years old, you know, for littler kids if you wanted to add on to it. I asked her, I says, now, we say we approve this, or we wanted to add the little one for littler kids and maybe like two benches, the same material, two benches and stuff, you know, roughly, but we want to keep it under $35,000. We don't want to go,
right. There's in the procurement agreement, it's $35,000 for a public works contract before you have to get written bids.
Right.
We can get 3 written quotes. And we can just, you know, those are easy to get. Those you can just go on the website and say, hey, this is, it's going to be hard to find something comparable because when I went just to gander at another site, it's hard to find out exactly, but we'll get something close and say, hey, we took a look and we can do that.
Look at this. I've been all over the place. I was up to, when I went up to D&W up there, to a decent place up there, and stopped at a playground place up there past Montezuma up in that area, And a lot of playground places around here with treated lumber stuff, you know what I mean? 10, 15, 20 year maybe before you have to replace it or redo it or anything. This is 100 year once you put it in. It's done.
It's supposed to be good for 100 years?
Yes. That's what she said. And it can, it says it on there.
Even in our weather?
Yeah. And this is all installed, concreted in with a company, put into the ground and everything. What I was thinking is if they don't come, say you ordered and you added on to this, the company doesn't come install until everything is here. And they'll include that right into the installation step, having to, you know, come up and do more or whatever, everything. They won't come up till everything is here and shipped and here before they come take it together. And there's a lot of work putting these together. The bolts and hardware right. And all that stuff.
All the holes have to be dug because those are all concreted in the ground.
Yep. That's what that company does. So,
and you have to measure them, you know, like any other construction project, you got to measure them pretty close to where you're going to put that pole.
What do we do with our current playground?
Well, we keep the swing sets are good. The horses are good. We still got a little plastic slide there thing already that can stay there. The slide, that's going to be up to the board. If they want to keep that metal slide, I know you wanted to keep it, whatever.
It's good really, enough for me.
I looked online and they have what? Just about outlawed. They're the worst, one of the worst things.
Well, the
they're
thing
on
is,
the most 12 dangerous items in a park, or you know,
really a metal slide.
Well, because it's so tall and it's so hot and the sides aren't very tall, so you have a lot of kids fall off.
They
I know, I was gonna say,
do this again.
Well, you didn't have groups out there saying my kid just got burned, I want to sue you.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's right. That's why they went to this.
I mean, before we get rid of that, you know, the slide, I mean, I can call Nimer.
I'll find out. I mean,
and find out what they think about our slide.
What about at the question I had asked you via text, liability insurance?
We have insurance and it covers the park because they go and inspect that park. Right. So I know we have. I just, you know, I don't have all the details, so I can't even say.
I went up to Memorial Day, went for a four-wheel ride up to Richland and stuff, and they got all little towns here are going to this. They have a little playground with us, one smaller than this and stuff, and you know, and what they're doing, you're not going fancy with the groundwork, because if we say we want to go with this, my opinion would be have this installed. And then square it off and then put the stones and stuff around everything. Once you got it in there, outline it with treated 4x4s or 6x6s, you know, with re-rod in the ground, make square it off, whatever. And then put the load of stones in. And while you're doing this, remember when we walked around, if there was a dip between that and the baseball field, put in a tile, put like a load of runner crush across there and having it. So it's a walkway so people ain't getting wet feet walking from there to the park if it happens to be wet. And I think just that little bit, we can go to Lowe's, get the lumber, and then I'm sure we find somebody to deliver the stones that we've had before. All we got to do is just put down the weed barrier, put the stones down, frame it in, and then put this up. And then see, I've been out talking to people and stuff and see how much it's used. Everybody is excited about this. And I think that'd be great, but see how much it's used. We went by there the other day. There was a ton of kids playing basketball. There, the girls were doing their softball back there and stuff. The park looked really busy and looked like it was doing good. You know what I mean? So hopefully,
Let's say tonight we vote. We go, yay! Let's do this.
10 to 12 to 14 weeks out.
Okay, so
Right. And the only question, and I didn't find this anywhere on your stuff, so I had to go look on the. I wanted to make sure it fits there. Did you look at those dimensions?
On this?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sure it will fit there.
All right. Well, I have the dimensions right
because we haven't even haven't even went over there and measured how big we're going to make it yet.
It's 35 by 26.25.
Right.
So you know we should have room there if the slide gets.
Because like I said, we still haven't went over there. We're going to go over and measure out what we wanted.
Where do you want to put it?
The middle of the ball field.
Yes.
Oh, the girls would love that.
Oh, in that playground area, and that's to you know, whatever we decide how big we're gonna, because there is still a lot of room to make that square there and square that off. that's what we got to decide first is how big are we going to square it up?
You know? Towards the back, the slide being here, blacked out. You want to put it here or you want to go on the other side?
Where you could put it where there could be like
some shade,
a couple benches for people, the parents can sit there where their kids are playing and watch their kids. That's you know what I mean?
Dictate how big, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, that's the only thing that worried me is the dimensions. And we want to make sure it fits before we just order this thing.
I'm sure it's going to fit. I think if we approved it and we said we wanted to do it, I think what we need to do is to go over there and see, okay, and mark off and stake off how big of an area we want this. And then we can mark off these dimensions with the flags and decide whereabouts in that area we want to put it. You know what I'm saying?
How about somebody make a motion to approve the sale of this pending visual inspection, you know, and measurements or whatever.
Well, I talked to her, we had the meeting tonight.
Yep.
I was going to let them know, and they sent me an email also of what was going on and stuff and everything. And they're very nice people. And I says, you know, I says, we'll find out tonight if it's approved or whatever. If not, if it is, then there's paperwork and everything that they get going. You know, I mean, I had to send them a copy of our tax exempt form. So they already got that information. So if it goes through, they can start their process onto it. And like I said, it could be 10 to 12 weeks or whatever. And that's going to give us plenty of time to go over there and do what we got to do, figure out what we got to do, where we want to set up and then stake it off and tell them, you know, have it so that when they come, the assemblers come to do it.
What are those dimensions again?
The dimensions, you can actually have this on me. Just throw that. It was a question in my head. It popped in. What's that?
Showing me up.
No, I just think about these things. I lose sleep over them.
Well, it's only this big.
It actually it holds. It tells you on those dimensions how many kids it holds. It was like 35 or something.
Yeah, it's quite a playground. Put it this way. It'll be, we've been bragging to a lot of people in the town about what we're doing with the park. This will be an eye catcher. You get the new blacktop, the striping, the tennis courts, a playground thing. It won't be just the talk of the town. It'll be the talk of quite a few towns around the area.
Well, just so you know, I had a phone call this week from a woman whose daughter uses the park to let her dogs run in like the tennis courts or something, you know, because it's all enclosed. She goes, "What happened to the fence? When are you putting it back up?" And I go, "Well, what were you using it for? What's going?" Well, my daughter comes from Central Square to walk her dog in the fenced in area. If nobody else is using it, I'm going like, that's, you know, so there is people that come here for that.
Right.
So I explained, you know, the fences, and that's the thing. The fence is down. They came and they, first time they unrolled the fence, second half a day, they came and they cut all the posts. So the posts are out and the fence is gone. And they're supposed to come pave 19th, but with this rain, it may push them back.
I remember I brought it up while I was there, and I'm still a big supporter. After going by and watching those guys playing basketball and everything, people sit on the bench, quite a few people. Right now, and remember what's his name brought it up to us of what's your nephew, your what's his name? Al brought it up to us about what would be nice with the basketball courts. Here's your court. Right now you got a basket here and a basket here, but you don't have enough room for the painting. So, and there's a basket here and basket here. Well, I brought it up when we were over there, before you pave it and you do the, make it look all pretty, take these, cut these down, put the basket here, basket there, have full courts. So people play in the basketball.
No, there's not enough space side by side.
But there is enough room lengthways.
If you put
for one,
you know what I mean? If you put one here.
I was going to say one and one.
Right.
You don't think there's enough room side
by
side?
No. That's what he was saying. You'd only be able to get one. Even Al Wirt said that, I believe.
I mean, I just thought that if you're playing, if these guys are playing basketball and stuff, you know, for each team to have their own basket, you know, and their own three-point line, you know what I'm saying? Set up like that.
They don't usually play full court anyway, but
well, because they can't.
Most three on three is half court anyways, really. Three on three is four on four.
That would be nice, but maybe that's something you could add on later. Paint that, paint that and not paint those.
Oh, so they have the option.
Yeah. I mean, you can play.
You can still have both sides. I mean.
Yeah, you can still have all of this, but if there was a five-man team that wanted to go full court.
And I also checked on the backboards. They're about $400 a piece. Then you got roughly, $100 by the time you buy the net. And now if you want to put ropes, you want to put chains. You know? I mean, and the part chains aren't going to wear out, but who knows what.
Well,
the nylon.
So that's. What are you looking to do this evening then, Gary?
I'd like to see if we could, see if we could vote on if we wanted this so I could get a hold of them to get the process going. I personally don't think after looking at all the prices and we had what? We put $50,000 for the park and then we turned around and we got the ARPA funds at $26,500.
It's a good start.
So much stuff out there.
Oh,
I mean, ton.
Right. And I'm not going to argue with Gary Bound. I would love to go with what he's proposing because he's already done the work.
I actually last week while we were talking was looking it all up on my phone.
It's hard to come by. There's a lot of stuff out there, but there's not a lot in this area. There's not a lot that are offering the warrant. This is a big company that does it for a lot of people around.
Right. And the price I think is reasonable.
Thing is, you can start here.
Right.
If it doesn't work out, just like anything else in life, do something else.
Right. We can start this year with that item. We could possibly in the same motion put enough money to buy basketball, whatever you think you mentioned.
I think
the only thing that we didn't count on is the striping. I spoke with a striping company that installs the acrylic, you know, the greens and the blues. It was like $50,000.
Yeah.
Way too much. We don't have a professional tennis court or basketball court here. I think just striping the lines will do us. And that I still have to do a little bit more work on. Cause I wanted to, well, it's gotta be 30 days anyway. So it's not like a big hurry. Cause by the time they come,
I was going to say, as long as we know what we're supposed to do.
No, it's not like It's not like a painting party.
No. Yeah. To do the green, to do the whole court green, the way it used to be. And then have your striping people come in.
I would much rather have a professional. I don't like a painting party because you gotta lay that out. No.
No.
It's not an acrylic paint.
It's all green.
You're just talking about green part.
Just paint the whole thing green.
It's like surfacing it in green.
Right. And that, I mean, I guess you could if you guys choose to do that. I just know when I talked to the guy from AstroTurf or whatever the company was, he was like, sometimes, you know, he said, that's going to still, it's, you know, that one that was there was a while. I don't know if you guys want to throw that kind of money away just for a color when we don't have professional tennis players or basketball players there. You know, it's a recreational thing. It's not a high school block, you know,
for a couple hundred dollars.
Well, paint. It's the acrylic, the real paint on there is a lot more than that. Yeah. Just letting, I mean, it may have been only a couple hundred dollars back in today's acrylic paint to do it right. And he said it's expensive paint. Well, I know you don't believe me, but I spoke with the gentleman.
Not that I don't believe it. You don't want to do it, say so.
Well, I'm just saying, after speaking with the guy.
I'm wasting my time.
If you guys really want it, come up, talk, find out how much the paint is and bring it back is what I'm trying to say.
I think that would be a good way too, because I look at it this way, it's like this park has been a big thing for a long time.
Yep.
And everybody I've talked to says that it's just been run down for years and years and years, and everybody likes the park, but it's been run down. So if we're going to do this, I'm not saying $500,000, but if we're going to do it, let's not do it half-assed. Let's do it so it looks decent.
Well, like, you know, I said, once you get new pavement in there,
to buy the crowd paint ourselves,
right?
You know,
I'm just
it painted or so it looks halfway. I would like something to look presentable.
Right. I think new striping, you know, and new pavement in there is good. And you can also go back and you can reseal the black is what I'm trying to tell you without getting the big, you can go reseal that every year and have it restriped, you know, every 5 years. I'm just looking long-term. I don't want it to become as decrepit as it is now.
Right.
And I think if we spend a ton of money on paint like that, and you got to be close with your lines too. I mean, you got to apply the green first and then come back and stripe it.
Once we get the park done or, you know, surfaced and all this stuff, I think it should be budgeted every year, a certain few thousand dollars or whatever for maintenance to keep the park
in shape
for what it needs. You know what I'm saying? And a little bit of funds put away so that, oh, geez, all of a sudden, hey, you know, down the road, we need a new fence or we need something like this or something to add to it. We'll have it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. No, I understand that. And like I said, I want to make sure that we can move forward and not have it become decrepit because we couldn't afford it. And I think if you put the green on there, I mean, they're sealing the whole thing for what? $5,000, the parking lot and everything. So my thought is if you get a company that can just seal it and then restripe it, you're going to save a lot of money in the future without painting it green or blue or purple.
You seal it, you stripe it, and see if you get any requests from the public.
Right, exactly. Like I said,
the public says, hey, I want this green, and the people in the town of Parrish want it green.
Correct.
Then we do what they say. You know what I mean? And it's just like if we get this park and people start using it more, right, and stuff, they might say, hey, what about, how come we don't have this? How come we don't have another lean-to? How come we don't have a bicycle rack? How come we don't have this? Okay, you know what I mean? Right. Let the public say if they want more or whatever, you know, so they'll see if they use it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Leave it at that. This is quite an improvement from what it is with the lighting and everything. And
we also, as more and more people use it, we have to also remember the expense of the guy that's going to have to take care of it in the future.
Yeah.
You know, though that line will have to increase because right now, if you don't use it, nobody goes over there and cleans. Belden just mows and we're done.
Right.
We're talking, you know, a little bit more maintenance as more use comes. And we have to look at that as well. If people start using it now, if they don't.
But I'm pretty sure. I mean, like I said, went by there right, the other day. And it was busy.
Park
was
so
busy.
I don't have a crystal ball. I just want to be.
So how should we frugal. Word the. The proposal. How should we word that?
Approve the purchase of Woolly Goat for $25,500 for equipment, delivery, and installation.
Pending
review
of location.
Yeah, well, we can't hold off. So we have to decide, okay, if we want this, we will make room for it.
You could go tomorrow, you know, and measure it and then call them Monday if you had to, is what she's saying. I mean, so that takes part of that. You know what I mean? You can just go look at it, make sure, because quite honestly, I don't want to spend that money if it's not going to fit somewhere where we have to pull out swing sets or, you know, we're 35 feet's kind of long and I'm not sure what room we do have there. I just want to make sure that we don't get ourselves in a bind. And I think Robin's mentioning that.
Do you think it will fit? You spent a lot of time.
There's not a large enough level spot.
Level spot as in meaning it would have to be leveled or?
Well,
you go off the slide, there's a 4 foot drop. Whee! Boom.
Well, out in front of there where that drain is, you'd have to put some serious stone in there to fill it up and level it out some, and then because you want that level where this is, you know, level and flat. And I'll go over and do some measuring.
I'll meet you over there if you want tomorrow. I work half the day. I can be over there in the afternoon. It's up to you.
So can we word this?
Sure, I'm sure you can it. Like I said, pending measurements and making sure we have room, and then, you know, we can order it Monday or whatever. So it doesn't have to be done.
Pull your jets and we'll go measure it. And we don't have to order it tomorrow.
No, but I want to make sure that we. I want to wait a month to order it. It's like make it so we can do it Monday morning with the board's approval pending.
I think wording it pending measurement, room of the availability, and then at least I'll know we measure it. We say, you know, we talk to everybody, say, look, if this is what we got, it's not really going to fit. I can have something to tell them.
Right.
Because I'm on the hook right now. I'm not going to call them up and tell them, okay, we got to wait another 30 days for the next
meeting. Well, and we've got until the 15th of July with this price. I just don't want to wait that long if we don't have
Either, but we want to make sure that hate to order something that doesn't fit.
I'm making a proposal to
You're making a motion
to approve the Willie Goat equipment and stuff for the delivery and the cost and installation of $26,500 pending inspection of the park for
proper location,
proper spacing.
Any more comment? I do have another comment on that. While you're doing that, I know you looked at those 3 to 5 year old little things that could, we could also make in that motion not to exceed another $10,000 between your park benches.
They had a couple there. There was one for 3,000. There was one for 6,000.
Right. Just like a 3,000 little,
but for little kids.
The next thing is like between the park benches from that same company. Cause if they're coming, we might as well have them bring it all.
Right.
And the little kids thing, if you guys go over and measure and see what one of those is.
That wasn't much bigger than what they already got.
Little kids thing, you know.
Well, 3 to 5 year old.
It's like what's over there with the little
slides
and stuff like this, but it's like only like say would be that section there, just the one side.
But it's smaller, so the 3 to 5 year olds who really can't climb up ladders or they're able to play as well. And that's what some of the bigger things I've noticed in some of these other parks, they have the little tiny ones.
Yeah, I'm much taller and it was anywhere from 3,000 to 6,000. He said, you know, 35 is the total high max. But I'm sure it would be well and underneath that because you're bringing it on the same
installations.
Right. You know well, right? This one's so much smaller.
Extra discount if we add to this?
Well, what you're saving is the shipping because it's all coming on one truck. You're saving on the installation because they're not going to come and install this until everything is there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's really pretty much your saving. And I haven't really got down to the nickel and dime and say, okay, we better. Which I'm gonna, we get all this stuff and everything and everything. Okay, what kind of do we get? What kind of break can you give me? You know what I mean? I'm looking for
right now, it's only 800 and something worth of a break,
right?
702, sorry.
Yeah, so see what,
I'm just that's where I was trying to save,
right?
If you were gonna do that, because we put aside 50,000,
And if not, then we just stick to the. One
from ARPA funds, we spent there's also in the budget was 50,000, but now it's probably 10,000 less, maybe at the most, between all the things we've had to do.
Okay, so we start with this, and then next week we do the other one.
We're trying to get them shipped together,
it's possible, installed, right? On different POs,
okay?
Then you can stay under the 35,
right?
We will be.
Well, we don't know that for sure.
Okay, but that's why I went 10. I went 35 and 10 max. That's not stone. That's not any of the lumber yet because that'll be a different company. We'll still be under 35 for
current. Well, we get 26, 27, whatever. And then another, say, $6,000.
It's still under 35.
Yeah. Close.
Close.
So you want to.
But it may be two different items too. Like I said, because we could count that as an item and count the smaller one as an item and just compare.
That's what I'm saying.
Except, okay, yeah.
Two my different POs. Right. Or if it's under 35, it's under 35.
Right.
Do the math.
Get on it, Gary.
Right.
Not done yet.
Can I make a motion?
I second.
You already did.
Restate it, Kurt, you know, with the extra equipment in there.
Okay, I make a motion to purchase the playground equipment from Willie Goat at the cost of $26,500 with assembly number one, with pending the area available at the playground and inquiring of a
additional
2 to 5 year additional
Part B
under $35,000 total.
Second
by Doug Houghton. Any more conversation on that or discussion?
Robin already made that.
Second. Did she?
We
just amended it. Oh. Yeah, we amended that motion.
Well, we got that covered.
Did you, Kelly, did you get the amendments?
You didn't make an amendment.
Well, Gary said the 3 to 5 year old, so
I
we're going.
I understand that, but you just had this run on motion. You didn't.
So you just put it all under one motion?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Could you read the motion that you have out then?
Because I will be perfectly honest with you. Yep. That motion is crazy the way you have it worded.
It's all right. It's our motion. Yep.
Okay. Well, you write it down and I'll make sure.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little short story, but
it was a
run-on sentence.
We understood it.
Anybody got another way to sum it up?
Getting your money for it.
Kelly, do you have advice on how to sum that up for you? Because you have it written. I just have, you know.
No, I don't. You guys can write it. No, make sure it's in
there. Okay, let me try this again.
No, that's all right.
Okay.
It's all under.
We're good. I think we'll. Do you have any questions, Richard?
No.
I think we're all on the same page.
So did you get his verbatim of the last one?
You could just say, you know, okay, well, I'm making a motion to approve playground equipment up to $35,000 pending space in the playground.
Which left?
Right? It's a lot easier.
What's that?
I make a motion to approve to approve the spending of up to $35,000 pending the space in the playground.
Right.
So you don't have to be specific on this. It's Willie Goat Playground
equipment. Right, but Kelly said Robin made another motion. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, he made it.
I seconded it.
She seconded it.
All right, so make the motion to get rid of the other motion that you made and seconded.
Yeah, but you never voted on it.
So. Right, so it doesn't really matter. So you just go by the last one that we just made.
Yeah, no, I just want to make sure you're happy with that.
What do you call it? Specific?
Specific.
Yeah,
you'll figure. I'll help you. Did you get Gary's second motion?
Yes.
You didn't finish one.
We need motion. To vote on it.
Well, that. Which motion do you have, Kelly?
It's where he made a motion to spend $26,500 from this Willie Go pending inspection of proper spacing and not to exceed $35,000 with purchase of equipment.
Okay, that pretty much covers it then. Yeah. And that then Robin seconded it?
Yes.
Okay, now we need a vote.
Might as well do a roll call, Kelly. If I'm understanding everything correct.
Okay. Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Houghton?
Yes.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Councilor Eaton Novak?
Yes.
Supervisor Burns?
Yes. All right. Thank you very much. And sorry for the confusion, but sometimes when we're trying to,
it was a playground,
which is why some towns actually go, you've got to have a resolution in some towns before you even talk about it. But
any information I get or anything from her correspondence, I will print them and put them in everybody's mailbox so they have an idea. Or even send
I will help you with that come Monday or Tuesday. Good, yeah. All right. Back onto old business. Department audits.
We still have to do you, Gary, and I will get together and set a date, make sure you're on board, probably on a Wednesday.
Okay, contact me a couple days ahead of time as the bookkeeper works Monday and Wednesdays, so we should be able to get the records for you that you need. And you two?
I checked with Kevin. He said anytime, but looking at this, I need to talk to him before I leave here and get a settlement sheet before we do anything.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. You guys will continue on that. Thank you. The employee handbook, once again, we will continue working on that, but because it's not finished, I got to put it in old business. We're not going to do it tonight. It's still on there. I will keep it on there until we get it complete.
Okie
dokie. The next item up for business is the transfer of monies to night class versus Pathfinder. Just so you guys are all aware, after lengthy discussions and waiting and trying to move monies, Pathfinder Bank came back to me. They originally offered me 4%. Like I said, remember, we're going to move some money and put some money in New York class. Pathfinder came back to me, and if I didn't move any money at all, they offered me 4.7%.
Which is more?
Which is more, 4.7. So you're all aware, I kept money locally because we borrowed money from them before this was all in the discussions.
Right, right.
And I'm all about keeping things local. They're in Mexico and they're in Central Square. I kept all the money where it remained, except I moved it to the money market at 4.7%. So we're not dealing with New York class, where it's in a gray area with the comptroller's office, because in Pathfinder, it is covered under their federal insurance, whereas New York class is that gray area where they kind of cover it, but they don't guarantee it fully, kind of. So it's right. It's a weird thing.
And we can take it out if we want to.
And we can take it out of Pathfinder. It's liquid just as well. I can take it. I can transfer it from the money market account into the TNA fund to pay your, you know, all the bills, or, you know, all the payroll.
Okay.
Okay. So just so you're aware, that's where your money is at 4.7%, which is the highest probably ever been. Nice. Any questions on that?
Nice. Good.
Okay. Thank you. Any old business off the floor that I did not put on the agenda? Hearing none, seeing none, we will move on to new business. That new dog control complaint form, we already discussed that. So that was pretty easy. Like I said, it took a lot of work. I actually borrowed it, parts of it, off of another town. So that's where that came from. Once again, Bob approved it. So
can I add to new business with a question?
You can add to new business off the floor. Go ahead.
Thank you. As I had mentioned to you, I was at the CARP meeting last night, and they were interested in trying to raise monies for things like the park, et cetera, et cetera. And new was talked about all the grants that are out there for that. And they wanted to know if the town had a grant writer that they would have access to.
We have a grant writer, but I don't believe, and this would be a legal type question, that we can use our grant writer and us pay for them if they're doing work.
You can't hire them to do work for somebody else, I don't think.
Right.
Isn't CARP part of?
No.
Okay.
CARP is its own entity.
It's not even sanctioned or anything.
Right. So it would be very difficult for them to use. I mean, they can hire a grant writer. They can hire the same guy if they chose. But to use it, like Bob said, it's
How about Friends of the Park?
That's another whole
right, entity. Right. I'm just asking that right. Because I know that like one can have the money and one cannot, or one can
right.
ask for the
money. Right. Yeah. They're both a separate entity okay. from the town altogether.
I'll pass that on.
And on that, on CARP, I did speak with Shannon Masters at length today about the old home day. She's really getting going, but she's becoming overwhelmed. She's looking for help everywhere. And so it's still moving on. It's going to be bigger and better at the Fireman's Field. And she's probably talked LJ's ear off. But there's a lot to plan for. Because she's got cars coming in. She needs power here. And
been bugging me about power.
Yes.
I had to come down Sunday. Told her where I wanted the van. Of course, she doesn't want to put it there. We're paying for wire, run power, the fire company.
Right.
Not the town, not the back here. The fire company is. So I wanted to keep it kind of short because that wire is expensive.
Okay.
I wanted to kind of keep it short. She's, I'd rather have it over here. Like,
what difference does it make?
When we did the car show, the band was always in front of the firehouse right. and it played up to the field.
Yeah.
She don't want it out there because it's too far away from people. She wants it out in the field. So, I mean, we'd have to run wire from the firehouse, under the road, along the fence, and out into the field.
Yeah.
All right. Like I said,
we'll figure
LJ, out. She's doing good. She's getting a little overwhelmed because it's big and she doesn't have a lot of help.
And there isn't a lot of help. She's
right.
I mean, there were 12 of us there last night, but out of those 12, five of us are the people that are doing the signs and everything else.
Right.
It's like that additional help. You cannot put this gig on with 12 people.
Right. It's very hard. And they're going to give it a shot and see how big they can make it. You know, it's always growing pains with anything like this, but she is working very hard on it. And I appreciate her for, doing that.
I agree.
For herself.
Yep. Nope. She's doing good.
Yeah, over 60 lenders. That's awesome.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Could have been a small part. We said the big place.
Yeah. Right. What are we doing as far as
posters and advertisement and getting the word out there so we draw the people.
It is all over Facebook, and she distributed a bunch of she distributed several hundred flyers to us last night to
and they are purchasing banners. I knew there was something else I had to put on.
Those are amazing.
So she's purchasing new banners.
9-foot banners.
Nice. And she's going to put them out there, but in our budget, we have $500 towards, and that's why it was going to be a question, $500 towards celebrations, I believe. Remember that? We put that in the budget. Mm-hmm. So she asked me for $250. And I looked at it, I go, well, it's in the budget. I go, I don't even know who's in charge of this budget. And that's why I was like, do we do it? So I just said order. I mean, but I'm just asking you guys again, because I don't know who, there's no department head in that. So now I'm coming to you guys and asking if we can take it out of the budget, which it's, I could sign for it, but it's just a weird thing.
These are the banners that look like this. It's like a pole. And then it's got like a wavy long banner like this.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it's tall. It's like 9 feet up.
Like a feather or something.
Yeah, it's like a feather. And it's going to say Parish Old Home Days, first Saturday of August.
Where did she going to put those? Did she?
Like off of 81, the exits and place.
You know, and she's getting more than we're paying for. You know, she's getting some other. And I think the insurance company was giving some money towards some. And I think they were buying some. And she... I'm like, well, we have $500, so
that's what we put the money in there for.
Right. That's and but it's a budgeted item, so I was like, okay, I just forgot to even ask if we could spend it.
Yep. Do we need to move for that?
Sure, let's move. Just make it legal.
I move to give $250 towards Parish Old Home Days for signage.
Is that going to be enough?
Yes, that's all she asked for.
A second.
Yeah.
Aye. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oppose? Abstain. Okay, yeah, that was my fault. And I'm glad we started talking about it because I talked to her today, but my agenda was already done. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Cool. That's good.
Any more new business off the floor? All right. Can I have a motion? We're going to need this to enter into executive session to discuss pending litigation on the Phillips case.
I will make a motion.
Doug Houghton, Gary Wood, seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Motion carries. We will now go into executive session at 7:50.
Very good.
And before we discuss any old dogie. So you guys should have received the supervisor's report in your mailbox.
Yeah.
Was there any questions on that?
I heard it threw away.
I got it right here. You want to look at it?
No, I'm kidding. I just wanted to see his face turn red.
Sunburn.
I'm used to it by now. Any questions on it?
No.
Okay. That is my report. We have no transfers this month. And so what I'm going to need is you guys all saw the bills. I'm going to need a motion to approve the vouchers 99 through 119 for $25,253.42 out of General Fund A.
Okay.
Richard.
I'll and second.
Robin. Aye. All those in favor?
Aye.
I heard everybody, so I'm not going to go on. Next one, I need a motion to approve voucher number 120 for $41.50 from the General Fund B.
I'll move.
Gary and Doug, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Next, motion for the Highway Fund DA to approve vouchers 69 through 71 for $3,329.31.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Richard and Robin, all those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And finally, F, motion for the Highway Fund DB to approve vouchers 72 through 76 for $8,818.32.
I'll move.
Second.
That was Gary and Doug. All those in favor?
Aye.
What was I'm saying? Motion carries. Next, our future meetings. The workshops, if needed. Do we need one for June 22nd, which is next week?
I don't think so.
Okay. Anything else? So we don't need a workshop. Okay. How about July 13th, which is a week before our next regular meeting? The only thing that I was thinking was I'd like to have one too, because we never really cleared up the reserve funds. Remember the sheet I gave you? You know, we had just say $800,000 in general fund A. We want to put 300 in fund balance. The rest of it, the extra, just say 5,000, needs to go into reserves. And so what I was thinking about doing is having Laird Petrie come in. I will do what I think. They got a booklet, and it's very, there's a lot of motions, and you have to have it to this or that legally, so you can place them into a type or specific as we've discussed. But we haven't done that. So we're kind of stranded with that money, and that's where the comptroller's office has a hard time with you keeping that much money sitting there.
That might not
be
a bad idea. And on the 13th, we give us more another opportunity in case something lags with the playground.
Right.
To dot an I, cross a T, sign a check or whatever.
Okay. So I'm going to have Laird Petrie, if he can, show up on the 13th to our meeting. I will contact him and we will discuss the reserves. I will come up with something that I think is good. And then Laird can go over it instead of just starting brand new and having Laird go over too much, because it gets a lot, doesn't it, Paul? It gets into reserves are kind of tricky because you have to have reserves for each and every account.
Okay.
Because we have excess money in all of them. So there goes that. That's what I was waiting for, was the Doug Houghton.
Come on.
6 o'clock.
The panel.
6:30, right?
I didn't know if you wanted to go in early. It's 6:30, fine.
What would you guys like? We advertised these for 6:30, didn't we?
That's what you said.
And yes. Wait a second. Is there like a village meeting or anything on that? Oh, that's on Wednesdays.
Thursday, no.
Okay, so July 13th, 6:30.
Okay. So we will do that workshop. Please remind me, Kelly. I have it down here, but if I lose this paper, I'll be in trouble.
Something, I'm going to be busy.
Okay. Our next regular scheduled meeting is July 20th at 6:30. And then don't forget Old Home Day, August 5th. They are still looking for volunteers for the dunking booth. So if somebody really wants to be dunked.
I already said I would. I think you already said you would. And I told Gary he had to.
Well, that doesn't mean he's going to show up. Now, if you want to get Gary to Old Home Day and drag him from his home to be dunked, that is on you.
But we mentioned at the CARP meeting last night was, wouldn't it be fun if we could get all of the people running for office to be dunked?
Oh, yeah, they might get dunked.
What do you think about that, elected? Kelly?
I'm out of town.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Robin, Jim, and Gary. I will write it down again.
And Jackie Murphy is the one that is, she's actually paying for the dunking booth out of pocket.
Oh.
She was. She's paying for it out of pocket.
Oh, yeah?
I got a bad leg. I can't do that.
You can stand up. All you do is fall down. You just got to stand up.
We'll have a pie throwing contest.
You can stand next to the bucket and hold the towel. So when we get up, we can.
Okay.
Okay, if you guys are done, I just need a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's motion carries to adjourn.
I had enough fun.
So why? I gotta go Monday and have my eye done.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah.
What 2 hours, maybe 2 to 4 hours.
Ooh.
Cataracts or? No, what? No. I got blind in it. I can't see. I'm going to see if they can fix it.
Oh, well, good luck. Hope they do.
I've been doing for God darn this year, so I